The Crystal River Archaeological Site, 8CI1. The 14-acre Crystal River Archaeological Site lies on the north bank of the Crystal River in coastal Citrus County. This six-mound complex was donated by three Citrus County families to the people of Florida in 1962. Dedicated and open to the public in 1965, the site is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. In 1990, the site became a National Historic Landmark. The site is open to visitors 365 days a year. The museum is open every day except for Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Archaeological interest in the site began in 1903 with the work of Clarence B. Moore, an antiquarian who spent much of his life investigating sites throughout the Southeast. Moore returned to Crystal River in 1906 and again in 1918 to recover artifacts from the site's unique central burial mound complex. Subsequent work at the site by archaeologists Gordon Willey, Hale Smith, Ripley Bullen, Brent Wiseman, and others have contributed to our understanding of this site. The site contains two platform mounds, mounds A and H, two burial mounds, mound complex C through F and mound G, a shoreline midden feature, area B, and two mound midden features known as mounds J and K. There are other mounds in close proximity to the park, but their relationship to the Crystal River site has not yet been determined. At the river's edge is Mound A, a large flat-top platform mound. This mound and its partner, Mound G, at the north end of the site, are sometimes referred to as the site's two temple mounds. Rising to a height of nearly 30 feet, the base of Mound A was originally 180 by 100 foot on a side. The mound's ramp and roughly half of the east side were removed by the site's previous owner. The Central Burial Mound Complex is the site's most famous construction. The conical-shaped Central Burial Mound, Mound F, is surrounded by an elevated ridge also containing burials, Mound E. Feature C is the circular embankment that encompasses mounds E and F. The depression between them is known as Feature D. Mound G is a low burial mound situated just off of the site's central plaza near Mound H. Mounds J and K are two shell mounds situated directly north of Mound A. Current thought is that they may have been started as two adjacent platform mounds that were never completed. Crystal River site is also famous for two limestone monuments, often referred to as stelae, which have been identified at the site. Stelae 1 contains the outline of a person, incised, pecked, and carved into the soft outer layer of rock. Stelae 2 is smaller and undecorated. Questions about the origins and meanings of these stones have been circulated since their discovery in the 1960s by Ripley Bullen during the conversion of the property into a state park. These stones, and some of the non-local artifacts recovered in association with the burials in mounds E and F, have led some to speculate about contact between the inhabitants of Crystal River and the prehistoric peoples in Veracruz and the Yucatan. To date, no direct evidence linking the site to either of these locations has ever been discovered. Links between Crystal River and portions of what are now Ohio, Illinois, Alabama, and Georgia have been found. Artifacts made from native copper, native iron, mica, crystal quartz, hematite, and steatite, all non-native to Central Florida, were discovered with the burials in the Central Burial Mound Complex. The shapes and style of some of these artifacts indicates contact with Hopewellian groups who lived in the Ohio Valley region during the time the Crystal River site was most intensively occupied, around 200 BC to AD 100. The site did not start off as the elaborate burial mound complex we see today. When the site was first occupied during the Deptford period, 500 BC to AD 200, it likely began as a series of salt marsh shell middens extending along the riverbank. Soon after, the Central Burial Mound Complex, Mounds C through E, and Mound G were constructed. Remote sensing surveys conducted by Victor Thompson of the Ohio State University and Tom Placon of the University of South Florida have determined that both platform mounds have undergone at least three distinct building episodes. The peoples who inhabited the Crystal River site after AD 200 are called the Wheaton Island Culture, named for the distinctive ceramics they made. The heyday of the Crystal River site appears to have occurred during Wheaton Island times, when it functioned as a regional ceremonial center. After 500 AD, the Crystal River site appears to have decreased in importance as a religious and political center. Fewer burials were made, and no additional mounds were constructed. During subsequent safety harbor period, some older Weedon Island ceremonial centers were rebuilt, but many were abandoned. The abandoned centers were not vacated all at once, but over time appear to have been used less frequently and by fewer people than before. Eventually, the Crystal River site fell into disuse and was abandoned completely sometime before AD 1000.